Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action with Ken Tuck. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I'm Ken Tuck and I appreciate you joining us today. Hope you're having a good weekend and are ready for the next 30 minutes to get into God's Word. And actually, that's what we're going to talk about today, God's Word. Before we do, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word. God, you give us everything we need. All we have to do is open it up, Father. God, we realize there are people, many people throughout this world who don't have that opportunity to open your Word, Father God. And they're part of the persecuted church, Lord, and we lift them up to you and pray, God, for your Word to get into their hands, Father God, that they can open it up and read and, Lord, just be filled with your knowledge, filled with your Word. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share your Word today over the airwaves and over the internet. Lord, just ask that you lead and guide me as I teach today. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach us. Reveal your truth to us, Father God. And as James wrote, may we be doers of your Word and not hearers only. Father God, I lift up everyone who is listening today. God, you know right where each one is at. You know each and every need that's represented. And I lift those needs up to you, Father. God, I pray for those who just don't have that relationship with you. I pray today will be the day they call out upon your name, Jesus. For we know your Word tells us that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, Father God, we again just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this day. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. I often ask people if they have a Bible, because it's important for people to have God's Word in their hands so they can open up and read. And when people tell me they do, I usually follow up with this question, do you read it? Because we have so many Bibles, but so many times they're not read. And I do this as an encouragement to people, because I know how important it is in my life that I get some of God's Word in me each and every day, and I want to encourage others to do the same. So let me ask you, do you have a Bible? And if not, please contact me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com or 334-494-4995, and we'll get a Bible to you. But if you have a Bible, let me ask you, are you reading it? And I hope you are. I encourage you to read at least a little each and every day, because once you start reading a little, you'll want to read more. But also encourage people, don't just rush through reading the Bible. Take your time and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you and read His Word and let God speak to you, because He will. And why is it important to read the Word of God? We need to know God. We need to know His Word and what He tells us about Himself in His Word. The Bible shows us His will for our lives. God reveals His plan of salvation for everyone through His Word. God's Word renews our mind and therefore transforms our lives. And actually Romans 12:2 tells us that. It's estimated that more than 5 billion copies of the Bible have been sold, making it by far the best-selling book of all times. Over 5 billion copies have been sold. Let me put that in perspective for you, because second place isn't anywhere close. One of the most popular books, or actually series of books, in recent history has been Harry Potter. And if you can take all of the Harry Potter books written by J.K. Rowling, and that comes out to more than 500 million. Put them all together, comes out to over 500 million. Again, the Bible has sold 5 billion. The greatest selling book of all times, other than the Bible, is Don Quixote. 500 million copies have been sold. Again, what a difference that is, a distance between 5,500,000,000. I remember Don Quixote, that was required reading when I was in school. And so even being a required reading, that still doesn't even come close to the Bible. Other books, The Lord of the Rings by R.J. Tolkien, has sold more than 150 million. China's Quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong has sold several hundred million copies. It's hard to really get a firm number on that because it's China, and we know how closed China has been and is. When Mao led China's Cultural Revolution, his little red book was required reading, and there was punishment for people who didn't have his book and who hadn't read his book. So there was a forced reading there for Mao's little red book. Other religious and cult books include the Quran. 800 million copies of the Quran has been sold. So again, the Bible, 5 billion with a B. The Quran, 800 million. 120 million Book of the Mormon. So again, the Bible far outdistance Book of the Mormon and the Quran. You can put them together and it still doesn't come close. Quran is required reading for most Muslim Middle Eastern countries. It's again required for those Muslim countries, so for people to learn what the Quran says. And so again, there's some forced reading there where the Bible isn't required reading anywhere. It isn't forced on people like the Quran or Mao's little red book was. So why is the Bible the all-time bestseller by far, not even close? Because it's powerful. It's living. And it's universally desired. People are seeking the truth, and God's word is the truth. We live in a time where truth is just not everywhere you look. There's people are proclaiming one thing here, one thing there. There's fake news that's all over the social media, especially the internet. So people are looking for the truth. And when you read the Bible, the truth just jumps off the page at you. And so the Bible is the truth. So people want to know the truth. And when they start reading the Bible for the first time, they're just blown away. And I'm still blown away by the Bible. And I've been reading it most of my life. But God's word is alive, and it's powerful, and it's true. How do we know that it's true? Well, it's been proven over and over again. It seems like every time somebody tries to disprove the Bible, more facts pop out that shows that it is true. Especially in the Old Testament, there's a lot of historical data that's found in the Bible, and archaeologists have discovered things that we've been reading for centuries in the Bible about. And the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the grave is a proven fact as well. And it's just time and time again, the Bible is proven true. It's always interesting too when individuals seek out to show that the Bible is not true, they end up believing in Jesus and understanding that, hey, the Bible really is true. C.S. Lewis, the great author, he was one of those who didn't believe in the Bible, and he was determined to set out and show that it was not true. Then he became one of the greatest Christian writers of all time. So the Bible is the bestseller because of all those reasons and many, many more. Now here in America, we are spoiled people in so many ways, and then especially where the Bible is at, because most Americans, even many non-Christians, have Bibles in their houses. And most have multiple Bibles. Here in my office at home, as I study for these messages that I share each and every week here on the Joy FM, I have 5 Bibles in here, plus have Bibles in other parts of the house, also on my smartphone and tablet. So there's Bibles almost everywhere I turn here in the house. And that's the case for many households here in the U.S. A Barna study indicates that 92% of all American households have at least one Bible, and typically owns 3. So 92%. And that's why I ask people, are you reading? because it's great to have Bibles in our homes, but they're there more than to look at. You remember, I remember when I was a youngster, it was very popular to have one of those big Bibles that you would set on the coffee table or a prominent location in your home. So when the pastor comes to visit, he would see this ginormous Bible. I mean, you could barely lift it up. And it was, those big Bibles were rarely ever opened up and read, but they were there for looks. But the Bible is not here for looks. The Bible is here for us to read, to get to know our God. The unfortunate thing about us having so many Bibles and not being read is that, well, one, most unfortunate thing is that so many are not read. But secondly, Bibles are not accessible everywhere. You may be surprised to know there's 52 countries around the world have banned the Bible. You can't have one. In 2018, China banned the sale of online Bible sales. You can't go online anymore in China and purchase Bibles. And that move that the government did aligned with a long-standing effort in China by the government to limit the influence of Christianity in China. Among China's major religions, which include Buddhism, Taoism, Islam, and folk beliefs, Christianity is the only one whose major holy texts cannot be sold through normal commercial channels. The Bible is printed in China, but legally available only at church bookstores. And I've been to China many times, and I have seen Bibles in China, but you can only purchase them at a bookstore, a church bookstore. And if you buy more than one or two, you better get ready to start answering some questions from the religious affairs police, because they will start asking you, why are you buying multiple Bibles for? What are you doing? What are you doing with them? Because they're afraid you're going to start proclaiming the gospel and handing the Bible out to more people. They just don't want that to happen, because in China, the government is number one above everything else. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to do, is to swear allegiance to the Communist Party. And then everything else can come below that. But in China, that's reality, and that's how it is. And it's tough being a Christian there, and it's getting tougher year by year to be a Christian in China. And now it's harder to get a Bible. There's so many Christians in China who do not have a Bible. And I want to talk about that today, but not just in China, but in so many other countries, Bibles are not readily available or available at all. And that's something that as Christians should trouble us. And we should really want to do all that we can to get Bibles into the hands of believers in other parts of the world. For followers of Christ, the Bible is a source of hope and encouragement. Yet in too many places in this world, this life-changing book is forbidden. According to Open Doors USA, up to three generations of a family can face imprisonment and even death if one member of the family is caught with a Bible in North Korea. In Central Asia, Christians' homes are raided to see if they are guilty of the crime of owning a Bible. It's a crime to own a Bible in these countries. Terror groups across the Middle East and increasingly in parts of Africa target Christians, people of the Bible, for torture and death. So you see, it's a totally different situation outside of the Western world. And especially when you start talking about parts of Africa and throughout the Middle East and in large parts of Asia. Throughout what is called the 1040 window are many of the countries where the Bible's banned, is illegal, or very, very hard to get a hold of. The 1040 window, you may ask, what is that? Well, it's a term that's coined by Christian missionary strategists to refer to those regions of the Eastern Hemisphere plus the European and African part of the Western Hemisphere located between 10 and 40 degrees north of the equator, a general area that was reported to have the highest level of socioeconomic challenges and least access to the Christian message and Christian resources on the planet. So you can see there are many Christians who just do not have access to the Bible. What's amazing is we have this many number of Christians living under unimaginable oppression, yet they continue to risk their freedom and their lives in order to have access to even a portion of the Bible. Many of you know about Love in Action's ministry to the homeless and the poor here in Dothan, and we make sure people, everyone who wants a Bible, gets a Bible. But what many of you may not know is our international ministries. God has opened doors over the years for us to share His gospel in the South American country of Ecuador, the Caribbean country of Haiti, and over in Asia, in China, Philippines, Myanmar, India, and Pakistan. And in Philippines, we are in the southern part on the island of Mindanao, which has a very strong Muslim influence, and actually a number of terrorists hide out and wreak havoc there. So there's oppression going on against Christians there as well on that Philippine island. And God's just opened a brand new door for us in the Asian country of Nepal. So in countries like China and Myanmar, India, Pakistan, and Nepal, it's not easy getting your hands on a Bible. So one of our goals in our ministry overseas is to help put Bibles in the hands of believers and new converts. And why is it important to get Bibles to people who don't have them? Well, we've talked about that. We've talked about many reasons why, but people, they just need to know Jesus. Jesus, He is the Word. He's the truth. He's the life. His Word reveals all of that. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we need His Word. Our brothers and sisters on the other side of the world need His Word. Matthew 4:4, Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Our brothers and sisters on the other side of the world need Bibles. They need to be able to read the Word of God for themselves, because bread alone is not enough for this life. Yes, food nourishes our bodies, and we need that. But spiritually, we will starve without the Word of God. And we need to help our brothers and sisters get a hold of His Word, because His Word is the truth. It is His Spirit, His life. The Word gives life. John 6:63, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of Spirit and of life. John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is the truth. So in this world where everyone's seeking truth, everyone is seeking life, everyone is seeking peace, well, we have it in one book. 66 books that form the Bible, that talk about God's word, God's will for our lives, that lead us all to Jesus. The Old Testament points to Jesus. The New Testament reveals Jesus and points to His coming, His second coming. The Word of God is just so precious. And we take it for granted here in the U.S. because we can access the Word of God so easily. Again, on our phones, the YouVersion Bible app. I mean, we can look at about any translation we want to right on our smartphone, on our tablet, on our computers. We can look up the Bible, BibleGateway.com. There's so many sites that we can go to. And most of us, as I mentioned earlier, have multiple copies of Bibles in our home. So it's kind of hard to understand the impact of the Bible in lands where they don't have it, because most people haven't experienced that. But Martha and I have. And it's just, I tell you, when you place a Bible in someone's hands who don't have one and haven't had one, oh my gosh, you should just see the tears of joy flow from their faces. I remember being on the island of Mindanao, and we had sent a large shipment of Bibles to them. And on a Sunday, as I was preaching at this small church in Sindangan, Zamboanga del Norte, Philippines, a truck pulled up in front of the church, and I saw them unloading boxes, and I knew what it was, and I got excited. And as soon as the message was done, and praise God for the souls who were saved that day, because we were able to put a Bible in the new convert's hands. And our brothers and sisters who were already believers who didn't have a Bible, we were able to give them a Bible. And it was like giving them gold, even better than bars of gold, because as they held the Bible, the tears just flowed from their eyes. And we, in that shipment, we also had some glasses, some reader glasses. And it was so awesome watching them as they took their glasses and they put them on. And the way they tried out their glasses was to see if they could read the Bible with them or not. And if that pair didn't work, they'd grab another pair and put that on until they found a pair that worked where they could clearly read the Word of God. So the Word of God is so precious to people. I remember flying back from Asia one time. We were coming back from the Philippines, and I was reading the Bible, a hard copy, not on my laptop or tablet or anything. And this gentleman was sitting next to me, and he was Japanese. And because we were flying into Tokyo to change planes to come back to Atlanta. And the gentleman could not speak English, but he started pointing to the Bible. And I held it up and I said, "This is the Bible." And he looked at me and had this big smile on his face, just filled with joy. And he's pointing at it, and I couldn't communicate with him. So I asked one of the flight attendants if she could speak Japanese, and she said she could. And so I asked her to translate for us. And I said, "Please tell him that this is the Bible, the Word of God." And she did, and he started speaking and started writing down things. And she looked at it, and she said, "Oh, good luck with that," because this guy spoke a very ancient language, and what he was writing, she could not even read. And I thought, well, I don't know how I'm going to communicate with this guy now. But as it turned out, he could read English a little bit. So I turned to John 3:16, and I handed it to him, and I just pointed to it and asked him to read. And he started reading, "For God so loved the world." And very slowly he was reading. And the smile got bigger. The joy got more on his face, and he was so excited about seeing the Bible and reading the Bible. And later when we landed in Tokyo and we got off the plane, he kept walking beside me just saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." And it's all because of the Word of God. He was just so excited about that. I actually got his address and sent him a Japanese translated Bible. And it was just amazing how thrilled someone was who saw a Bible, because I don't think he ever seen a Bible before. And he knew it was important. And so when you see things like that, when you see people in India or Myanmar, China, get a Bible and they start reading it for the first time, you realize, if you haven't already, you realize even more how precious the Word of God is and how we should never, ever take it for granted. We know a big part in our walk with Jesus is faith. We need His Word to help build our faith as well. Romans 10:17, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ." So we need to hear His Word. God's Word builds our faith and increases our faith in Him and in what He has done and what He's going to do in our lives, what He wants to do through our lives. Our brothers and sisters in the other parts of the world, they need His Word. James chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. So we need God's word in our lives, and as do our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, because reading his word leads us to salvation. Many times people come to the Lord not through a pastor preaching the word or an evangelist, but many times reading the word and seeing for themselves as the Holy Spirit draws them, and seeing that God's plan for salvation is perfect. And they understand that they need Jesus, that he is the Messiah. He is Lord of all. And God's word also teaches us what we need to do. And so if we don't have his word, how do we know what to do? So our brothers and sisters need his word. They need his word to be disciples, to know how to live this life as Jesus wants us to. Jesus gives us that great commission in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." So Jesus commands us. It's not a suggestion. He commands us to make disciples of all nations. That word nations meaning people groups. And we have all of these people groups, billions of people who have not heard the gospel. So we need to go and proclaim his word and get his word in people's hands so they can read for themselves. It's part of the Great Commission. And we have awesome opportunities to get God's word into the hands of believers. I mentioned earlier that God had opened this new door for us in Nepal. We have a small group of indigenous pastors there in the western part of Nepal, and they need the word of God. Now, Nepal is made up of 28 million people, a lot of it very rural, mountainous, in the Himalayas, hard-to-reach areas. Out of that 28 million people, over 25 million have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity to help our brothers and sisters who are there in a very tough part of the world to be a Christian, to come alongside them and help them reach the unreached, the unengaged. And we have a current project that we're working on right now to raise $3,600, to purchase 550 Bibles, to put them in the hands of people who do not have a Bible. So you can come alongside us and help us with that. Financially, you can donate. You can mail your tax-deductible donations to Love in Action, P.O. Box 85, Dothan, Alabama, 36302. And just write on your check, on that note, or on the memo, you can put Bibles for Nepal. And help us to purchase those Bibles in their language, in Nepalese, so they can read and understand for themselves. But we also have opportunities in India and in Pakistan, in Myanmar, in China, and in the Philippines on the island of Mindanao. We have opportunities in Haiti to get Bibles to people. And you can go to our website at loveinactionministries.com and read about what we're doing and come alongside us and help us to reach the unreached and unengaged people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and put Bibles in the hands of believers and new converts. And that's awesome. That's an awesome thing to do. So again, check out our website, loveinactionministries.com. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you have a great rest of the day and a wonderful week coming up. And I pray that the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area. For more about Love and Action, visit loveandactionministries.com and on Facebook.